This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Jelly Sisoho and Kaira Ba is a Senegalese-American fusion band, and this year they traveled back to West Africa to record an album that included the master percussionist, singers, and other musicians of Jelly's hometown. And out of that meeting came a forthcoming new record that blends the sounds of Senegal with those of the American South. Jelly Sisoho is on the kora and vocals, Jonathan Henderson on the bass, John Westmoreland on the guitar, Austin McCall, and Will Ridenour on percussion. They are Kaira Ba along with Jelly. Welcome back. Good to have all of you here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Jelly, big trip, huh? The big trip to Senegal, you brought the band with you, huh?
Yes. That was awesome.
I understand that for you it was a real homecoming and maybe even produced some anxiety because the folks back home thought maybe you were losing your culture.
Yeah, because they thought, you know, when I move to America, I'm going to be doing a different job, you know. So I just, when Kaira Ba was there, that made me really excited and then saw them. I don't lose it. It's right here. Yeah. Look at what I got.
And not only that, I brought some guys with me.
Exactly.
Well, what was it like, John? What was the reception like when you went there?
It was such a gift to be in collaboration with Jelly's friends and family members. It was the second time that we had been there as a band. And it was really great to have this project to focus on. And we managed to set up a recording studio there that we brought our engineer, Jason Richmond, with us. And we set up the studio and spent about a week recording music with this really talented group of musicians.
Did you feel some pressure to kind of prove to folks back home that Jelly is still cool with them? Like you hadn't converted him?
People have a lot of, you know, Jelly's family members and community there have a lot of respect for him. And it was great to be there with you in your element, Jelly. And like, he really took the lead in setting everything up and arranging the sessions and bringing in this really great cast of musicians to play on the record.
What I'd like to do is play something directly from the record so we can get a sense of the full production, and then we'll come back and we'll do some live stuff. But this is a clip called Salsa. Let's listen.
Khale Jalal ya momli fonkulen koneye. Don't
Salsa, the working title of a recording by Jelly Sosoho and Cairo Ba, opening for Grammy Award winner Angelique Kidjo tomorrow evening at a sold-out show at the North Carolina Museum of Art in Raleigh. Next month, they're going to be at Chicory Hills in Pittsburgh, I don't know, maybe you're going to go up to Pittsburgh later, but start in Pittsburgh and then Labour Park in Greensboro. Salsa big in Senegal, the Jelly? Salsa?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Wait, tell me about this, because we kind of glossed over this, but the fact is it's not just a culture. You come from a tradition, a caste, essentially, of musicians and griots that go back generations. And I'm wondering about this fusion, which is all about musicians from other places coming together and fusing, how much flexibility there is within the culture from one generation to the next to kind of improvise and bring what the new generation is. It is a kind of lockstep. You do it the way daddy and granddaddy
yes,
did it.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So maybe not so open to the idea of fusion. How? What about that notion of your, you know, music, the universal language, dad? Listen, I mean it. These are good people.
Yeah. Yesterday, when my dad, long time ago, when my dad was saying that, I don't get it. But today, yes, I get it.
Well, you play him that tune. How could he not get that? Yeah. How could he not get that? Will you do another one for us? Maybe we'll do a live, do something right here in the studio. This one, I think, is a lullaby, right? Are you going to do Ndoli?
Ndoli, yes.
Ndoli?
Jamani nañul jamani lom tilbi la jamon lolo ariya ndoni mu
tin yu wali wali kolumbamba kolumbamba si si betala kolumbamba si si betala kari kumeli kumeli nyaye la si seta kari kumeli kumeli nyaye la si seta katan kanu kumbedende simiti bali kinko
kosi bali jinka
simiti bali jinka
kosi bali jinka
simiti bali jinka
kosi bali jinka 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 jinka.
Jelly C. Soho, Kaira Ba, they are. Jelly is here with us along with Jonathan Henderson, Austin McCall, John Westmoreland, and Will Ridenour. They're going to be playing, actually opening for Grammy Award winner Angelique Kidjo tomorrow. That event is sold out. It's at the North Carolina Museum of Art in Raleigh. Next month, though, they're going to be at Chicory Hills in Pittsburgh and LaBauer Park in Greensboro, so you might be able to catch them there. Beautiful song. Jelly, I'm just thinking it's a lullaby, right?
Yes.
Did you grow up? I mean, did you hear it? Didn't grow up. Maybe as a little baby hearing that song?
Yeah, when I was little, I remember my parents used to sing this. Mm-hmm. Like here, U.S., when you want the kids chill down so they can take a nap, you know.
Yeah.
So that's what they used to sing for us.
My problem with that is I'd want to hear every note. I wouldn't want to go to sleep. Sing it again, Mommy. Sing it again.
Exactly.
Jonathan, I wonder what it's like. That's a beautiful song. And I can imagine anybody, you know, and if Jelly came to this country and said, hey, you know, check this thing out and y'all learn to play it, that's one thing. But when you went back, met with his family and actually saw mamas putting their babies to bed to this thing,
yeah.
Does that change anything for you to see the music in, or hear the music in context?
Yeah, it really does. Yeah, when we were there, we spent every evening over at Jelly's family's compound. And this is actually a song that we picked up from Jelly's brother, Yusufa, while we were there.
Right.
And each evening we would, you know, gather and share a meal together. And then usually music would just kind of go through the evening and kids would be hanging out in the courtyard and musicians would be cycling through and people would be singing along. So both of the songs we were planning to do today are ones that we learned and kind of developed while we were there with Jelly's family.
I'm going to leave you time to play that out, but I do want to talk to you, Jelly, about playing with and all of you, but I'm going to ask you the question. Jelly, Angelique Kidjo, certainly an incredible vocalist, incredible singer. Was she much of an influence on you?
No, I don't know her very well.
Yeah,
but I see her in Senegal. I remember she was doing performance with Yusundur in Dakar.
Yeah.
I went to that show. And I love Angelique Kidjo a lot because I listen to her a lot every day.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's great stuff. Well, that's it. And you're also going to be at Chicory Hills and you're going to be in Greensboro. I'm going to leave you time to play us out, but I want to tell everybody that I'm talking to Jelly Sisoho and Kaira Ba. Jelly on the kora and vocals, Jonathan Henderson on bass, John Westmoreland on guitar, Austin McCall and Will Ridenour on percussion. You can see them opening for Grammy Award winner Angelique Kidjo. That event is sold out. It's at the North Carolina Museum of Art. But then they're going to be at Chicory Hills Festival in Pittsburgh. That's October 5th. And then LaBauer Park in Greensboro on October 14th. And, of course, we have all that information at our website, stateofthings.org. Our program is produced by Anita Rao, Charlie Sheldon Ormond, Laura Pelliser, and Jennifer Brookland. Robin Copley is our technical director with Al Wadarski helping out today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Jelly and Kaira Ba, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having us, Frank.
Play us out.